Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, who we love speaking to about hockey, Mike DeFabo joins us on the hotline. Mike, good morning to you. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. We like speaking to you about the Penguins, and that's what we're going to do right now. Ron Hextall talked, and this isn't necessarily out of character, but for a general manager, and you're not going to find any general manager say the things that Jim Rutherford said about just kind of being candid, but for him to say, well, we've had conversations, but I don't want to go into them means, well, they've had conversations. What do you make of the stuff he said about contractual situations with both Letang and Malkin?
Yeah, one of the interesting things he said was that if guys want to stay in Pittsburgh, they're going to have to – well, he said – guys can make more money elsewhere is what he said. So basically what he's saying is if some of these guys want to stick around, they might have to take a hometown discount. And, you know, a lot of people on Twitter kind of ran with that quote, but look, it's just a fact. You look at Chris Letang, he makes $7.25 million. Yes, he's 34 years old, but he's still among the league's elite defensemen. He's a right shot guy who can run the power play. That is prized on the open market. And, you know, the way that he keeps himself in shape, it's just a fact that if he wants to make more money, he can. There is another team that's going to pay him more money than the Pittsburgh Penguins. And same thing with Brian Rust. Over the last two seasons coming into this year, no Penguins player scored more goals in 2019-2020 and 2020-2021 than Brian Rust. He only makes, $3.5 million. He could easily make in the $4 million range somewhere else. You know, he's publicly saying, basically, if these guys want to stick around in Pittsburgh, they're going to have to take less money.
Do you think Evgeny Malkin is more inclined to do that than maybe a Chris Letang, who knows he's having one of the best years of his career, could go out and cash in?
Well, I think Evgeny Malkin's going to have to do that. You know, I think while those other guys could get a raise based on the way they've performed, I think Malkin, you know, making $9.5 million right now, I don't see him getting a raise somewhere else. But you know, to answer your question, I do think that Malkin, you know, he made those funny "I'm a rich guy" comments recently to us. And, you know, he's kind of cracking a joke, but I think it is true. I think that for him at this stage in his career, he only wants to play a couple more seasons. I think he wants to go out of Pittsburgh Penguins. So of those guys, I think that he probably would be more inclined. But at the same time, you know, this summer, I talked to Chris Letang, and he had all these quotes about you see other guys go and chase one more paycheck, or you see other guys try to win with a different team, and he kept basically saying that that wasn't going to be him. But I guess it's a different question when you go and you sit down at the negotiating table and you look at all those zeros in your bank account. So until he does choose to turn down more money elsewhere and sign with the Penguins, you know, we'll have to wait and see what he actually does.
Mike DeFabo joining us here, Fan Morning Show. Real or not, the scuttlebutt that's been had for, I don't know, 5 years or so at least, that there could be a lure to Russia for Malkin at the end of his career?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have the world's best relationship with Malkin. I don't think that anybody really truly does. He kind of just jokes around with us when we talk to him. I think it would be interesting, for sure. I'm not sure that he wants to. You know, I guess my point is, I think that he wants to play here in Pittsburgh another 3-4 years, and I don't know what he'll want to do after that. But I could see certainly something like that happening.
Pens insider Mike DeFabo with us here on the Fan Morning Show. The other thing, Hextall, I don't want to say he poo-pooed it or pushed it aside, but he, he kind of gave a vote of confidence to a certain extent to Casey DeSmith as their backup goaltender going forward. Did that surprise you at all?
It didn't surprise me that he said that. What I would be interested in is how he actually feels. It's easy for a general manager to come out. Well, really, the only thing a general manager can do is come out and say, yeah, we have all the faith in the world in Casey DeSmith. He's going to get his game back on track. But, you know, if you gave him truth serum and you said, how do you really feel about your goaltending situation, that's the answer that I would really want to know. And I think that they have to have questions about Casey DeSmith. You know, he started the season, he was shaky. He put together two very good starts back-to-back right before the holiday break where he allowed just one goal in two games. And you thought, all right, this guy finally has his game back on track. But then when Tristan Jarry went down with COVID, he had an opportunity to start back-to-back games for the first time all season, and he wasn't able to complete the second one because he was pulled. And then he was subsequently pulled last time he was out, and Mike Sullivan then took the blame, which, you know, give the coach credit for standing up for his guy, and he said he didn't put him in a good position because he said DeSmith was just coming back from COVID, he hadn't seen shots. Well, we'll probably see Casey DeSmith tonight. It's the second half of a back-to-back, and I would say he's against a poor Red Wings team. Of all the things to watch tonight, I think Casey DeSmith is the story tonight.
All right.
You know, is he finally going to get things back on track for the Penguins, or is it going to continue to be an issue and the Penguins might have to think about addressing that position before the trade deadline?
Yeah, forget about what other people said. That's great, and we're glad that you deliver that to us. What do you think? Is he good enough?
Well, what's bizarre, I would go and address the position. You know, I think at this point, you saw what happened last season when you didn't have a second option in goal. Mm-hmm. Last year was because Casey DeSmith was injured, but this year he's been ineffective, and that's just as bad as being injured. And you don't want to get into a situation like you were last year where, look, Mike Sullivan, one of his favorite phrases is, you need two goalies to win in this league. And last year they had zero in the postseason. So right now they have one, Tristan Jarry, and another guy that they can't trust. So, you know, I think that if you have this team that you think we can still win with Sidney Crosby and we want to pay a 37-year-old Jeff Carter and we believe we can win now, I wouldn't let a backup goalie be the reason why you put yourself into a bad situation. So, you know, there aren't a lot of guys out there, but if you can go out and address the position and fit it under the cap, I certainly would look at that as maybe their biggest need right now.
I don't think there's any reason necessarily to worry, given the way they've played over the last 20 games. But do you start to look at the little things that have cost them a period here or a period there that made it tough to come back and win games over the last 3 or 4 weeks, Mike, and say, okay, those are the little things that exactly led to not really being able to put away Seattle when you dominated them for much of the first 40 minutes last night?
Yeah, I think so. You know, like if you take a step back here, the Penguins are 17-2-1 in their last 20. That's exceptional. You know, they've climbed all the way from, at one point this season, they were last in the Metro Division. Now, if you're, you know, the classic Pittsburgher who's just waking up to hockey season and you look at the standings and see the Penguins are tied for first place or they have 60 points in the Metro Division, which is tied for the most, you know, it took a lot to get here. And so when you have that kind of record, you're going to have overwhelmingly most of your periods are going to be good, but this team is holding itself to a higher standard and they're trying to nitpick themselves and they're trying to, you know, be honest and be objective. And when they don't play well, not just accept the fact that they got the win. And so, you know, like last night, if it was a title, if it was a boxing match, the Penguins won two out of the three rounds. They won the first period, they won the second period, and they lost the third period. But that said, you know, there are things in their game that aren't as good as what their record would show recently. You know, they've talked a lot about mismanaging the puck, turnovers that cost them, and then managing the net fronts. You know, boxing out and playing effectively in front of the net fronts is key for the Penguins. So, you know, I'm curious where things go from here because even though they put together a six-game win streak that was snapped last night, they weren't necessarily playing the as well as their record would suggest. And so now it's about kind of getting back to some of those details that made them so successful earlier.
Last thing before we let you go, do you miss seeing Jim at practice and at games and virtually every day? You miss Jimbo?
Well, I had a question for you guys about this. I thought that last week
Yeah, so did we.
The
Jim, I don't know.
The Jim send-off, and now you're telling me this week's the Jim send-off.
He gets two.
And now, And now I'm curious what's going to happen next week. Is it once again?
Maybe we'll bring him back, Mike. Roethlisberger got like four send-offs. Jim Collins's been around 12 years longer than Ben.
It's like a Brett Favre situation.
That's what I was thinking. I thought that Jim was going to do the Brett Favre thing, and all of a sudden he's going to come back with another radio station, and then there's going to be the big rivalry.
He's going to start doing mornings on Y108.
No.
It's just a big secret.
No,
right,
what it was we were going to just cobble all our resources, give it a week, and let him sleep in for a little bit, then bring him in here today. And so we're going to do that. But then here you're going to hear him from time to time, like fill in and stuff. I think they just wanted to get him off the books last week.
And this is also what happens, Mike, when somebody really doesn't want a big rigmarole or a big to-do about their final day. And everybody else insists, no, you will be honored. You will be. And we've strong-armed him into this whole thing.
So that's what happened.
It sounds like free labor at this point, too. So,
I
would just milk it for all you can at this point, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're just going to kick back and let Jim do the show for the last 2 hours.
Certainly. So there's that. All right, Mike. Well, thank you so very much. Back to back for you. Get some sleep. Get back to the rink and figure it all out.
All right, sounds good, guys. I appreciate you having me.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate having you. Mike DeFabo, just the best. Really, really great. Love having him. He really adds to the show. We got to do something real quick at the top of the hour involving Ben in a coin. Did you know this?
Mm-hmm.
So we do that, then we dive right into Jimbo Palooza, I guess. Jim Fest, Jim Stock, Colony Aid, if you will. All of it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.